7. Hello, everybody. When you hear that music, you know it's time to connect the dots. Thank you for being with us. Hey, this is your host, Tom Madison, and we're here to connect the dots today. And if you want to connect the dots, hey, get yourself a pencil and paper and start tracing the outline of the animal hidden in the placemat. Yeah. Okay. Maybe you've seen that in the diner near you somewhere. In fact, that's what the ETs do out there. When they got nothing to do, they look out the craft, out their craft window, into all the stars of the cosmos, and they take a little washable marker, and on that glass they start connecting the stars, connecting the dots, and they make pictures when they get bored, nothing else to do, you know? And then they post their artwork on Twitter. Why would they bother? I don't know. But, hey, every week I go on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter. Hey, go to BBS Radio. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show, Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific Time. And if you scroll down there, my tweets are on there, too, my most recent ones. And I'm always tweeting about something, putting my two cents in there. And what more can I say except, hey, go see for yourself. I'm a tweeter from way back. Anyhow, did you know the Pleiadians have offered to land on your private property? If you have a big enough piece of property where they can land a small spacecraft, I think they say it's like they need at least 30 feet circumference, diameter, 30 feet diameter to land a spacecraft on your property. Of course, it has to be private property where they can land and leave without really getting noticed too much. No, don't ask them to land on property in uptown Manhattan or something. No, it's too... I don't believe. Again, it has to be your property. You can't ask them to land in Central Park. That would be good at the Sheep Meadow or something like that. But they're not sheeple, so I don't know if they'll land in the Sheep Meadow. But they wouldn't land there anyhow because it's not your property. But hey, if you got private property, invite the Pleiadians to land there. You have to invite them telepathically, I believe. Or there's other ways. Hey, anything you want to find out about what's going on in the universe with the Galactic Federation of Light, go on Twitter at CobraInfo1. That's the numeral one. CobraInfo1. And there's all kinds of interesting things there all the time. In fact, the most interesting thing now is inviting everyone to buy silver on Monday. When Monday comes around your time zone. That's right, and we're talking about buying pure silver. So you have to go, I guess, to a place that sells silver. There's plenty of them out there. But be careful, because some of these people that sell silver are unscrupulous cheats, and they might trick you into buying something that eventually you'll get billed more money than you thought you were going to get billed for, which will jack up the price you think you're paying or were told you're paying. And be careful about any contracts you sign, and don't get tricked. Because, as I've explained last week, the rules of play in the universe are tricking is permitted. In fact, that's how the bad guys, that's how the anti-God negative entities out there, the negative ETs, the no good ETs, the ones that want to conquer our planet, that's how they trick you. They trick every human being all the time because they know that trickery is allowed. So you have to be careful. You have to be careful where you buy your silver. But Monday is the day. It's more, it's something to do with offsetting control of the banks, closing them down and then restarting them again, and the resistance out there to this financial enslavement of the human race. And apparently knows how to do this, and buying for everyone to buy silver on Monday. It has lots of things to do with the position of the planets and the fact the numbers 11/11, November 11th is Monday. So we got four ones there, four number ones there. 11/11, no matter how you look at it, you know, it's November 11th. And that has something to do with it, too. It also has something to do with the fact that the human being, that's us people, silver resonates with us of the precious metals. Actually, silver resonates with us better than gold does. How about that? Gold has certain properties, special properties, but we're not going to talk about that tonight. We're talking about silver. You know, hey, think of the Lone Ranger. Why did he have a silver bullet? Why did he use silver bullets? Why do you need a silver bullet to kill a vampire? Silver. It has a special resonance to it. I don't know if you went and bought some 0.999 silver coins from a coin dealer. I don't know if that would count or not. If you want to be sure, you should go on Twitter and tweet to Cobra Info One whether what you have in mind to buy silver will count. But it's got to be pure silver, which is basically 0.999. Silver is about as pure as you can get, and so you might have to go to a house that sells silver bars or silver rounds, as they call them. But going to a coin dealer and buying some silver dollars that are 0.999, pure silver as we call it, that might also count. So the more of us that do this, this will certainly have an effect, a positive effect on humanity, and maybe bring that so-called event closer. That's right. We're getting closer all the time. And that's the way it is. And if you're a human being, you want the event to happen, because the event is the beginning of the landing of the ETs, the good guys, the Galactic Federation of Light that served the initial single source of all there is, known to religious people as the Heavenly Father or God. And there's those that serve the original creator of all there is, and there are the anti-God creatures, the ones that are running our planet still. So anyhow, your participation is needed on Monday. Go out there and buy just a little silver. If everyone went out there and bought just a little silver, we'd be on our way, heading faster towards that event. Again, if you really need to know more about this, go on Twitter, Cobra Info 1, the numeral 1, and communicate via tweets or direct messages, and he answers questions, especially regarding this silver thing. And it's going to happen Monday. Monday at your time, in your time zone. And there's a mass meditation at 3:15 p.m. UTC time. Most people don't understand that universal time coordinated, also known as Greenwich Mean Time, or as I call it, UK time, because it's in the town of Greenwich, England, which is the United Kingdom. We can call it English time. Call it whatever time you want. They call it the people that are doing this, the resistance, are calling it UTC, so don't get confused. That stands for Universal Time Coordinated. I call it UK time, United Kingdom time, because it's easier to correlate, you know, like it's the time they have over in London there. And if you're on the East Coast, it's 5 hours before that. So 3:15 p.m. over there would be actually 10:15 a.m. on the East Coast here, or if you're listening on the West Coast, California time, or Pacific time, as it's called, it would be 7:15 a.m. There's a mass meditation involving this, and hey, and everybody's participation is needed. Just in case you didn't know, this is a call-in radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. Hey, and remember, tricking is permitted in this universe. But I'm not tricking you. I'm telling you the real phone number. Of course, if you're listening through the your internet connection, you're on your PC or something, you know, you can just scroll down the numbers up there on the BBS radio page, we could call it. But hey, if anybody has communicated with the Pleiadians, call in and tell us about it. If you got them to land on your property, call in and tell us about it. You don't have to give away your location or something like that, because you don't want to be pestered by the government people that snoop around, and they want to know about everybody who's met with people like the, you know, humanoids like the Pleiadians. Yes, they're humans just like us. I haven't met any personally, at least that I know of. I might have met them, not knowing they were Pleiadians, but I've met some unusual people in life. And so it's kind of like everybody has to have their own personal experiences. But, yeah, that would be good for somebody who met the Pleiadians to call into this radio show and tell us about. Did the ones you meet, did they have the blonde hair and the blue eyes? How tall were they? You know, were they friendly? Did they shake your hand? Did they give you a loving embrace? Tell us about it. Inquiring minds want to know, and that's us. If you're listening to this show, you probably do have an inquiring mind. Meanwhile, back on planet Earth, what is going on? The mainstream media is blurring the truth as usual. And they've got, you know, some of these popular Fox News and CNN, they do nothing but talk about politics, pretty much. The California fire issue has died out, so as far as they're concerned, there's no news there. All I got to say, listen, I wrote a book one time. It's called Connect the Dots Theory, and it clarifies that the burden of proof is also on those who want to disprove something. I defined what the sparkling points of light are that can be seen if you're in the right place at the right time out there in Mother Nature, away from all the fake lights You know how different the world would be if there wasn't fake lighting? You know, and there wasn't chemtrails clouding the sky? Because you could look up at the sky at night and you could see the stars, which a lot of people are getting cheated out of now. Talking about blurring your truth, they're blurring the sky with these rotten chemtrails, you know? It's amazing that there isn't one bold news person, journalist. Yeah, I know journalists don't want to lose their jobs. No bold TV station that wants to talk about chemtrails. There isn't one bold political person that wants to talk about chemtrails. I talk about them, but I'm not a political person. Yeah, I'm running for president of the United States as a non-political individual. I am, therefore, the only independent person running for president, probably, because I'm doing this whole project by myself. I did it the last election, too. You know, it takes a lot of knowledge to do it all by yourself. Sure, I'm doing it as a write-in candidate the hard way, but that's the only way you can do it without spending a lot of money. You know, when you're a write-in candidate, you don't have to waste money filling out forms or anything like that. And as long as you don't take any donations over $200, that's why if you go check out my website, you see clearly there that I say I will not take any donation over $199 because I'm not a fill-out-a-form person. And that's the way I'm doing it, you know. If I get enough of those $10 donations or $5 or whatever you want to give, I'll have enough money to make this happen. You know, and then there's the electoral vote problem, you know. I need volunteers for that, you know. I need volunteers, period. Because I'm still doing this whole thing by myself, you know. You'd think somebody out there would be interested in helping me, but, you know, people are chicken, apparently. Or people are lazy. Yeah, I know people are lazy, but I should get some support since if you go to my 2020presidenttomedison.com, hey, listen, I'm talking things that no one else is talking. I'm talking about creating an infinite amount of jobs. I'm talking about the new economy that I've invented, where the workers manage themselves. No more bosses telling people what to do. Everybody's going to be owner-operators. Everybody's going to get percentage of profit in relation to the work they do. What could be fairer? You know, because when things, and the beauty of it is when everything is done fair and considerate of everybody, everything works out. It's that easy. Things don't work out when one or a few people think they want to rule over everybody and tell everybody what they have to do and cheat everybody and not pay people a fair wage for the amount of effort they're doing. Actually, the people out there doing the manual labor should be making the most money, not the people that sit in executive board meetings and do virtually nothing. They've even made movies about that. What are these executive board meetings? Somebody runs the whole show and everybody else is a bunch of butt kissers. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, we like your idea. And it's the one guy running the whole show. So these board meetings, it's really a dictatorship meeting. And one guy runs the whole show. I mean, what's the point of even having a board if you're going to do it like that? But that's how the things are done, pretty much. And you know, I'm going to get, you know, I claim to be one of the most opinionated people on the face of this planet. And I'll tell everybody, the best way to do something is for one person to have a vision and make the decisions. And that's how it gets done in board meetings, really. This whole idea of a group of people getting together in a council and trying to come up with something good, it's really not a good plan, because you end up with the lowest common denominator. And most people don't know how to get along with other people. And most people want to just join and go along for the ride and get paid for doing nothing, you know, or yesing people to death. And all these things around the whole country, these think tanks, these people, they couldn't think their way to save their life. bunch of brain dead losers that are only looking to get suck up to the boss who pays them big money for coming up with stupid ways to cheat you out of your money. And that's where it's at. And you can't prove otherwise, you know? People get duped into that thing. Well, we'll have a consensus, please, you know? These people that think a consensus of a lot of people together, it doesn't, it works better when one person has the vision and can, and basically can set the whole thing in motion. And if that one person has the ethics to know how to be fair of everybody, it's the best type of government going, you know? There's such a thing as a good dictatorship, yeah. We haven't seen too many good models for it, but let me tell you something. I learned that in American school when I was growing up. I had some good public school teachers. You ain't going to find them around anymore nowadays, because if somebody was to speak the truth about everything, they would get fired so fast, and that's why the truth doesn't get spoken in public school anymore. You know, they look for the people that want to destroy everything and throw in the monkey wrench with everything. They just love to tear down people that speak the truth. And here's the truth that I learned. I remember it was kind of like a history class or something, and the teacher asked the class, what's the best form of government? And I remember this very well, because I raised my hand right away, oh, democracy. And the teacher goes, no. And then the other people took other guesses, and nobody guessed the best form of government. And here, this is America now. It was in junior high school. I'm not going to give the name of the teacher who it was, because the secret government might go out and seek to do something bad to this person for telling the truth. So the class was informed that the best type of government is a dictatorship. Hopefully a good dictator, because that type of government where one person can make the quick decision is really the best form of government, assuming that person has ethics. And even though being president of the United States doesn't give you that much power, an ethical president would surely know how to make use of all the power that the presidency has. And I claim to be the most ethical person ever to run for the president of the United States. And the proof, I make a note of it. I don't know if you read the Bible. I don't care if you read the Bible. But there's basically 66 books, and there's the Gospels. And one of the Gospels is called the Book of Mark. And the verse that best explains my ethics is in the Book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 35. So if you saw it written on a piece of paper, it would be Mark, M-A-R-K, :9:35, which means the ninth chapter, the 35th verse. Look it up, and you'll see what an ethical person I am. It's one of the teachings of Jesus. And it basically says the one who wants to be the leader has to be the servant of all. And those are my ethics. And I am the most qualified to be the servant of all, because I know from the poor people up to the rich people all the different hundreds of different varieties, hundreds of different steps of social structures. While we're still talking about politics here, the world has been informed that a super rich boy, Bloomberg, yeah, Michael Bloomberg, who used to be a New York mayor, filthy rich. I think he might even be richer than a billionaire, richer than Donald Trump, and he's tossing in his hat, and he thinks he wants to be the president. God forbid. The most interesting comment publicly about this new rich boy running or we could say rich old man, 77-year-old man, filthy rich, running for president of the United States in 2020. It's the comment that came from another loser contender, socialist loser contender, known as Bernie Sanders. Yeah. What an idiot trying to promote socialism. Well, he had one thing funny to say in response to when he heard Michael Bloomberg, Mr. Rich Boy, was running, Mr. Rich Old Man, 77-year-old man, was running, going to run for president in 2020. And his comment was this: that's the last thing we need, another billionaire running for president. And I had to laugh at that one because, boy, he hit the nail on the head with that. You know, there should be a law that if you have a lot of money, you can run for president of the United States because you're not going to know about how to treat the poor people or the lower middle class people or the middle class people. You're just not going to know what's important to them, especially you rich boys that were born with a silver spoon in your mouth. You know, and that's what I have to say. There should be a law against wealthy people running for president of the United States. And all presidential candidates, no matter how small they are, how less amount of money, should be given free time by the media stations, not charged advertising time. That's what forces all the candidates to be wealthy, you know? It's just another scam to suck money out of people. Unbelievable, you know? I've gone out there and asked for freebies, mentioning what I was doing, and I just get the door slammed in my face because nobody wants to help somebody that doesn't have money. You know, it's a rigged system, as they say. But running for president as a write-in candidate is the one door left open where somebody like me who doesn't have money can actually officially run for president of the United States. And the beauty of it is I don't have to do any paperwork, you know. And but at the same time, when you don't have money, it makes it difficult to get your face known out there and known. The best I can do is I've got YouTube videos out there to attract attention because I'm good at putting videos together. I've got, I hope if you're listening, you've taken, hey, they're free to watch on YouTube. What more do you want, you know? I mean, really? Is it that much trouble to go look at them? I mean, I claim to have some of the most entertaining videos, music videos, put out there because I am, if you ever go to my presidential website, or better yet, just go to BBS Radio, click on my show, Saturday 10 p.m., Station 1, Connect the Dots, click on the name of the show, and you'll find out everything about me. You'll find out about my music talents, you'll find out about my albums, my the CD Baby music store link is there, plus you can, right from there, you can click on to my rock and roll documentary called Subway Fantasy, the most entertaining rock and roll documentary anybody ever put together. It's only 29 minutes long, but it's entertaining. It's not one of those things where you just show the clips of the bands playing on stage at live performances with a narrator talking behind them. No, way better than that. In fact, I'll challenge anybody who's listening. You tell us, call in and tell us about a video that's more entertaining than mine. But of course, first you'll have to go watch mine. And that'll be the key question. Don't think you're going to call up and say, well, I like this one. The first question I'm going to ask you, well, did you watch mine? And, you know, and if you say no, it'll be click. Anyhow, I put the challenge out there. Watch mine first, and then see. Tell us if you can find a better one, you know? Hey, the opportunity's there. This is a call-in radio show. Number here is 888-627-6008. And what can I tell you? Hey, that's a toll-free number. If you're dialing from a landline, of course, you have to put a 1 in front of that. I'm sure you knew that. But for the listeners who didn't know that, you know, a lot of people only have cell phones nowadays. You know, they do it to save money. But landlines have certain advantages. What they are, well, you got to figure that out for yourself. Because I'm not going to tell everybody everything. It's important that you go search for truth yourself in life. I tell everybody, don't just take my word for it. Investigate yourself. You might like something I say, but don't just take my word for it. You got to do your own investigation and make sure that I'm saying the right things here. You know, and I do. Do my best to try to say the right things, you know. I have my ethics, and when I speak, I want to be able, in my mind, to know that I'm talking the correct information. But, hey, if somebody calls me up and said, oh, you made a mistake here, no big deal, you know. When you're right 99% of the time, somebody calls up and says, oh, you made a mistake, it's no big deal. It's only a big deal to people that have fragile egos and are not right 99% of the time. You know, it's so easy. You know, somebody says, oh, you made a mistake. Okay, what was my mistake? Oh, okay, thanks for telling me I made a mistake. That's all, no big deal. It's that easy. It's like water rolling off a duck's back when you know your stuff and you're a confident person. I am also the most confident person ever run for president of the United States. And I said it before, and I said it again, and that's why if you're listening out there and you're in the United States, you should seriously think about supporting me. All the other candidates, all the filthy rich candidates, all the big party candidates, they don't know one-tenth of what I know. And this radio show proves I know a lot. Plus, they don't have the personality. They don't have the knowledge to be a good president. You know, a lot of people like President Trump, and I can see why. He's at least done a few things as opposed to everybody else that's done close to nothing. I mean, you have to go back pretty far to find a president that really actually did something. You know, a lot of people say, oh, well, Reagan, please, give me a break. Reagan made so many damn mistakes. Besides, he was just an actor. It was the greatest role of his life, playing president. And if you go back further, people will say, oh, Kennedy, yeah, well, you know, he was a popular president. The people liked him. You know, that great saying him that he said on his campaign that was memorialized by him, ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. He didn't write that. Speechwriter wrote that for him. Wasn't his thing. Let me tell you what a great orator leader is. You don't have a speechwriter. You just go out and talk from your heart like I do. Damn if I would ask anybody to write a speech for me. What? Please. I can think for myself. And I can ad-lib a conversation anytime, any place, anywhere. And that's the best kind of leader there ever could be. Plus, I got the gift of knowingness. I look at a situation, and I immediately know what to do. And that's how I can say I have the ability and knowledge to solve all the problems simultaneously. But to do that, I have to have the authority that goes with being the President of the United States. Then I can simply go to the people who'd be willing to do the job and say, look, this is what I want you to do. This is how I want you to do that. You know, the famous meeting when you get elected president and the generals meet you, telling you about the computer codes for the nuclear weapons. Well, my meeting with them will go beyond that. I'll let them do their presentation, and then I'll say, okay, now I've got my first set of orders for you guys, because here's what I want you to do. Here's how I want you to solve this problem. Here's how I want you to solve that problem, and I want you to get back to me and by the end of the week and tell me how you are progressing on that. That's what a real leader does. He takes command of every situation. I don't believe President Trump is qualified to do that. He likes to give orders, but he doesn't know what's really going on. You know? I mean, for anybody to not even understand the dangers of 5G, which has been scientifically proven, how ignorant can you be? Of course, all the other candidates are just as ignorant, too, or chicken to talk about it. And here's the bottom line here. Even President Trump said, oh, I didn't realize how hard this job was going to be. Yeah, it's hard for you, President Trump, because you really don't know what to do. You think you do. You know, this isn't a game show you're on. You're actually the president. And the decisions you make, you know, you better make the right ones or people are going to be angry. You've made some good ones, but you've made some bad ones, too. Listen, that's why I want to be the president, because I have a 99% correct track record. Nobody, how many people even walking on the face of the earth can claim that? Why do I have such a good record? Because I wanted to have a good record of being right just about everything. And when you have the desire in your heart, you go out there and you start making progress towards that goal. I reached that goal of 99% correct a long, long time ago. And I'm ready. I'm ready to do it. And basically, that's it. And here's the key statement. Even, like I said, President Trump admitted being president was a hard job. Well, that proves he's not really qualified to be the president in my book. Because in my book, being the president of the United States and intelligently making use of the authority that you have gained by being the president of the United States, it is the easiest job in the world. Because if you know how to size up a situation correctly in less than a second, or maybe 2 seconds at the most, you know what orders need to be given to whom. It's that easy. And if you know how to communicate with people from all walks of life and know how to talk a logical conversation and explain yourself so it can be easily understood, again, the President of the United States is the easiest job in the world. If you don't see it, well, I guess you're not qualified to be president. But I am the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States because it's that easy for me. It's like I've prepared for this job my whole life, but I wasn't preparing for this job. But the only reason I'm running is because I'm sick of watching these unintelligent people getting the position of authority and just using it to make personal gains, playing along with the rich people, playing the game as usual, and doing close to nothing for the poor people. So as I started this conversation, what was the last president that actually did something for the American people, which includes mostly the poor and middle-class people? You'd have to go back to President Roosevelt, because at least after the stock market fell, he started the work program, and it was on his also administration that Social Security was started. Correct me if I'm wrong. Anyhow, that's how far I'd have to go back. And while we're talking about presidents, another great president was President Eisenhower, but he allowed himself to be bullied by the corporate world. You know, he had some personal visitations by extraterrestrials, though he never went public with that. We found out about it later, after the fact. An extraterrestrial with a fancy name called Valiant Thor did meet with President Eisenhower. Maybe it was 1953, I don't know. Ask the CIA. I'm sure they know what date it was. But doesn't matter. It was around that time. And he was offered, this extraterrestrial, whose name was Valiant Thor, offered the people of Earth free energy for everyone. And it's not that President Eisenhower didn't think that was a good idea. He was immediately told by all the rich people that control the government. No, you can't do that. We'll lose money. And they bullied him to the point of he had to turn down that offer. What a shame. So we can't include him really as doing something great for the American people. And, of course, President Kennedy might have wanted to do something for people, but, you know, he stepped on too many people's toes, and look what happened to him. You know, and then Johnson, you know, he had a lifetime track record of being no good for this and that, even though he did sign some legislation that helped the Afro-American community out. But at the same time, there was consequences to that. In helping the Afro-American people out, a lot of white people got the door slammed in their face, which was not fair, you know? And so we really can't call that doing something for everybody. And if you go back, who was the president that did something for the American people before? President Roosevelt, really? You'd probably have to go back to Abraham Lincoln. Kind of ended slavery in America, officially, that is. I mean, the new slavery, we're all enslaved now. It's called financial enslavement. Isn't that wonderful? There is no prejudice when it comes to financial enslavement. It doesn't matter what the color of your skin is. Doesn't matter what gender you are. The rich people that rule the world, they're willing to financially enslave everyone and anybody, regardless of anything. You don't even have to volunteer. They'll seek you out, and they'll suck every penny they can out of you. And that's what all governments around the world have become pawns for the world controllers, basically. They're known as the New World Order. They're known as the filthy rich families, you know. Call them what you want. They're controlling the world, and they're in partnership with the bad ETs who think of planet Earth as their planet, because they've enslaved us all to become worker slaves and serve the slave debt system that we recognize the bankers as keeping in place. Anyhow, did I tell anybody that this is a call-in radio show? If you don't know the number now, you haven't listened to the show before. Well, the number here is 888-627-6008. Hey, call in and enlighten us. I know there's got to be more than one person on this planet, namely me, that can enlighten us with some interesting information. And hey, if you've got a calendar, whether it's on your cell phone or a physical one made out of paper and cardboard, mark down Monday, November 11th. Buy silver if you have the money to do it, because it's going to have an effect some way, somehow, on the banking situation. And everybody be prepared. Always keep a little cash on hand, because this thing of closing the banks for 1 to 2 weeks, it's going to happen. It might happen on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, if enough people buy silver. Certainly probably it'll happen before the end of the year. And you got to be ready, because it's going to be annoying if you don't have any cash on hand and they close the banks and the credit cards aren't working because the banks are closed. And this has been promised for over a year and a half now. So, and nobody said that it was not going to happen. In fact, they're saying it's getting closer. It's getting closer. And look into it for yourself. I told you where to go already. Hey, can't remember what I said. I guess you'll have to download the show and listen to it again. All BBS radio shows are archived. And a couple of days later, you can go to the show you want to listen to again and download it and listen to it again. Isn't that amazing? That is the amazing things of technology today. And I just want to remind everybody, you're listening to BBS Radio here. They claim to be the best radio on the planet. Hey, and I believe them. And you're listening, the show you're listening to here is called Connect the Dots. That's why I ask people to call in. Because if you got something important to say, probably you've had to connect some dots to find out that important information. Or if you've come to an important conclusion, you've had to connect some dots. And that's what this show is about. It's an educational show, too. I don't talk just to hear myself talk. I talk because I say important things that are of value to everybody in the human race, pretty much. Hey, if you're a wealthy person, you're probably not listening to my show. That's okay, but if you are, or you know somebody wealthy, tell them to do something ethical with their money. You know, hey, for starters, you can support my campaign. Even though you can only donate $199 to it, that's all I'll accept. But maybe you know some other wealthy friends, and $199 plus $199 plus the $199 friends you have times that could be some significant money. Plus there's other things you could possibly do. You know, I'm sitting on over 100 original products right now, you know, and that's I'm ready to start the, by example, start the new economy. New economy, all owner-operator enterprises, where everybody gets paid for the amount they contribute. You know, a certain amount of money needs to go to the inventor of the product. A certain amount of money needs to go to the people that put in the most hours regarding the manufacturing of new products. And, you know, it gets subdivided. The idea is the less people you can include in the project of putting out new products, the more money there is for the fewer people there are. And so that incites cost effectiveness. It's that simple. You know, if, I mean, let me simplify it here. If you were a member of a band out there playing rock and roll or whatever music you might be playing, it would be nice if every man, body in the band got, let's say it's a five-piece band, they all got 20% of the profits, you know? And if you have to include your manager in it, then it would be five plus one or six. And everybody should receive an appropriate amount of money, whether it's an even divide, or you can determine that certain things positions count for more than others, and you know, there's a way to fairly divide things. So that's the new economy. It's going to be an economy of owner operators and automobiles. You know, automobiles can be manufactured with manual labor, and that if a team of two people put together a vehicle, it's more profit for those two people. You know, we don't need car salesmen that just add to the price of a car. We don't need advertising commercials on TV. People ought to be able to custom make their own car, you know. Go to somebody's people who know how to put together cars. There's enough components out there. And cars will be made one at a time, individually. And you just pay the two people that put it together for you. I mean, truthfully, it is as possible. I know somebody who builds six-wheel drive vehicles by himself. That's right. I am an aware person and aware of what can be done. He does it all by himself, you know. Gets himself the chassis, strips it down, puts the drive wheels where he wants to do, fabricates the body, and hooks up all the attachments the way he wants them to be. Six-wheel drive vehicles. The man does it all by himself.
Ring.
So don't tell me it can't be done.
A ring-a-ding-ding.
And he uses his American ingenuity. I happen to know somebody, a famous scientist, who's sitting, I haven't talked to him in a couple of years, I think he gave up, and we had a conversation, and he told me that he is sitting on over 300 high-tech science inventions that would be beneficial to humanity, yet he can't find honest people to help him put these things out there. Anytime that somebody has tried to help him out, all that happens is the person runs off with a percentage of the money that's been gathered to make this product out there and put it out there and disappears. Every time this has happened to the point that he's so disillusioned, he has given up. But these products are here in America, invented in America, and they could be made in America. And this is what we would all like to see, things like this happening.
But a ring,
world,
a ding,
never
ding.
Happening, because all they know, first they're aligned with the bad ETs, they're aligned with the ruling families, they're aligned with the bankers, and they just want to cheat people. They want the status quo it is, where they hire people for dirtbag wages and cheat them as much as they possibly can for the give themselves the biggest profit. We're all sick of this bullshit, you know? There's no other way to put it. We're all sick to death of it, and we're sick of the phony politicians. But if you're not willing to stand up and support somebody who's got a better way of doing things, you only got yourself to blame then. How many idiots are going to go out in 2020 and vote for a Democrat or Republican presidential candidate?
Me.
You're idiots if you do that, because that helps perpetuate the two-party system. And the two-party system is corrupt beyond corrupt. But it's the same problem all around the world. All the parties become corrupt. All governments become corrupt. Because, first of all, none of the governments are real democracies. In order to have a real democracy, you'd have to have a referendum-type government, which I
from
advocate.
The top down.
And what do I hear in the background? I thought I heard something.
A ring, a ding, ding.
Is there a caller?
Hi!
Hello, is there a caller there?
It's me!
I can't hear you. You gotta speak up.
It's that guy. You remember me, don't you?
Listen,
that
all
voice.
I know is you gotta speak up. What's on your mind, caller?
I'm that voice in your head.
You're not the voice
I'm
in
the
my
voice
head.
In your head.
You're a voice on a telephone line. So what's on your mind, caller?
I wanted to ask, what do you think about the Sanar Cosmogony device?
You want to spell that first word? I didn't quite get it.
S-C-E-N-A-R. Sanar.
Yeah, what is it? I'm at loss at this one.
I don't know. I was just asking you. I thought you'd know. It's a very technical question. I thought if I called in, you'd know the answer.
Well, you know what? You got me on that one. I don't know what Sanar is. You must know something about it.
I don't. I just know that there's this device that's supposedly able to cure everybody of everything. And it's using Sanar technology.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
Right.
It sounded alien to me.
You,
I thought I'd call in. I'd ask you.
Word.
You'd know.
Where did you hear that word?
From somebody who was also a radio host, who had lots of wisdom, very smart guy.
Okay, and how did he explain it?
As a device that everybody's using no matter what, I mean, that are in the know, and it cures them of everything because it's just capable of that, I guess, for some weird reason, with resonance and frequency and, you know,
energy. So it's a vibrational tool.
Yeah, but it also correlates to your body. It adjusts to your body. So you might give off a certain vibration, and it kind of adjusts to that vibration and creates, you know, a harmony within your body that allows your cells to rejuvenate in particular areas of your body structure. It's kind of like meditating the frequency, you know, like to a vibration. If you were on electricity, an electricity blanket, if you can imagine, I guess maybe it's kind of shocking you a little bit like that.
So did this individual on the radio happen to say, is this a product that's for sale to the general public?
I guess it is. I guess it runs from like $2,000 to $6,000 per model. The newest model uses an ENS a technology, which is a combination of Sanar technology and something else, I don't know. And it's just more advanced even. So you pay like $8,000 or $9,000. You can't buy it in the States. You can only buy it in Canada. What's it called? Sanar? I just don't know. I can't remember. That's why I just remembered Sanar, and it's part of the technology. Let me just take a look. One moment.
Okay. Hey, it sounds interesting. S C E N A R.
Cosmodic. C O S M O D I C. Cosmodic. C O S M-O-D,
okay.
I see.
Sanar Cosmodic.
So Sanar, I guess. Something like that, where they've discovered that, you know, it your frequency and its capability, because I guess everything's energy and everything, if you can think of it, might be magnetic. They say there's electromagnetic, but there's all these forces of push-pull, right? So it sounds
very similar to
Rife.
Called the tachyon chamber.
Or the Rife technology that utilized sound. You know, they'd think your body had, let's say I put a worm in a dish and I just hit it with different energy at a certain frequency. Some of it would make it combust, right? Some of it might make it die slowly. Some of it, whatever. But there's a trillion ways one could emanate energy into something, right? And there's certain frequencies that make you feel good. And I guess Rife technology brought that to the forefront. And now we have this new technology that can cure you of everything. What do you think of that?
Yeah, well, you know, it sounds like something that might be a practical product. Did they tell you when you heard about this? Did the individual talking about it mention how to acquire it? Does he sell it off his website or something?
No, in fact, I don't believe a thing I'm telling you. I wouldn't buy these devices. If I were you, I'd run. I'd run. It's just $2,000, $8,000 out of your pocket that promises to cure you of everything. I wish I was the maker of the product. I'd charge you double, but here's the killer.
I've mentioned on the show before that a product similar to supposedly put everything in your body in balance is called the tachyon chamber. And I also mentioned $25,000 is too much money for anybody to buy.
Right, that's why this thing costs so very little.
Yeah, Sanar. Because it doesn't do anything, probably.
You know? How interesting, though.
You turn it on and it goes.
But the belief system, of course, is that energy, like when you slough off cells.
Wait.
Imagine this. You've got all these dead leaves around your skin, like leaves in a pool of water, right? And they're all just huddling up. But unless I create some sort of water force or some other force on it, those leaves don't break up and kind of go downwards. They kind of just pile up and pile up and pile up. So if I just vibrate a little, just imagine vibrating those leaves a little. The leaves start to dissipate and they kind of slough off down the river, right? So it's the same with your cells, right? So vibration cleans you. And the reason you die, supposedly now they're telling us, is because your cells can no longer clean the bad out of the cells, right? So imagine I vibrate you a little bit, and your cells really love it. They really feel really good. The telomeres are even growing, if you can imagine. But they feel really, really, really good. They're vibrating, and now they're starting to slough themselves. They're starting to shed all the bad, right?
So not just one.
It makes so much sense.
The combination of everything together is why, and there's a lot of things that make that combination.
Right.
Usually not just one thing.
Okay, I know you're a man in the know. What do you believe in this new laser technology? They say, look, if lasers could emit a powerful beam 10,000 times smaller, meaning, like, you know, they shoot it out in pulses, right? So the pulse might take a minute or 30 seconds or a second or a millisecond or whatever. This guy says if we could get it to an atom second or whatever it is, I don't know, it's 10,000 times, which isn't so bad. They think they can do this. But if they can get it down to that level, it's literally capable of breaking up anything in the terms of... anything in terms of with a half-life that's really high, like radium or beryllium or borium.
I'll say this. Common sense, you know, everything in life is common sense. If you're talking about a laser beam, we're talking about something that goes 186,000 miles per second, which is kind of instantaneous for practical reasons, you know. So that's, you know, that's pretty fast, but...
what do you think of that?
What do I think of that? I think that laser beams have their can be utilized for certain things, but it's known already what the perfect cure for the body is. The perfect cure is you have to work on yourself, and you have to connect with your higher self. You know, you have to open up the chakras from the eighth chakra up above your head into your light blueprint of who you really are. And once you can connect...
How about a laser beam
self,
that gets rid of all of our radiation?
Sink,
a laser beam that gets rid of all of our radiation. I think that's possible.
I never heard of that working.
Well, why not? Why? So, but no, it could work. It could work if it becomes fast enough, short enough of a pulse. It can connect with those electrons and protons at that higher level, and it can excite them into various, you know, and destroy them instantly.
Yeah, okay,
I just can't see
why
I wouldn't.
But that's not how things really work. I let me tell you how it works, okay? It works with resonance. You know,
right? Of course, resonance is huge. Resonance is huge. That's why we can't get voice intonation always so correct on.
Well, right. I'm talking about resonance in sync, like a piano. You know, you got 88 keys. What's that? 8 octaves or something? However many octaves it is, and you hit the one C note on the piano, and all the other C notes, if the piano is tuned properly, will ring to some degree. And that's exactly how
that's
the
distance.
Universe works.
That's,
you know,
distance.
One dimension, you
right.
have parameters, and then the next dimension above it.
You should have been a teacher.
Times a thousand or times a million or something
you
like that.
You should have been a teacher.
So if you strike a C note in this physical reality, all the C notes in the other dimensions are going to ring in tone with it. Now, when you can get in sync with the higher reality, everything gets put in proper balance. It's called, you know, resonance.
I don't know. Are you resonating when you're a spirit?
Yeah, your spirit.
How do you know?
Because
not wait. I don't know. I don't know. I know you might be resonating to your spirit. Your body might be taking on the resonation.
Well, everything resonates.
But I don't know if your spirit resonates. But does your spirit resonate?
When your resonance is in sync with your higher self, then your body will heal itself. That's the perfect healing. But it's not that easy to.
Are you wearing red shoes? Are you wearing any? Are you wearing red shoes right now? Do you have red shoes on?
Chakra.
Do you have red shoes on at all? No.
12 chakras all together. Did you know that?
I knew there was 5 and then 7. Are they up to 12 now?
Yeah, there's 7 inside your body and there's 5 outside of your body. The 8th chakra is right above the top of your head. And so you have to connect all your chakras, and then you get a perfect resonance with all that makes you up, your higher reality self, what I call is the light blueprint of who you are, because everything is made out of light. We're actually, when we're in the physical world, we're made out of slow-moving light. That's why things can appear to be solid.
Why do you always think that light, what if I said that you're that same energy, you're made up, 90% of you is dark energy. It's not light at all. It's all dark, but it has the same properties. It's physically powerful.
Hey,
it moves
things. You can't say that. You're a racist.
90% of you is dark, buddy. Do you know that?
That's not confused.
You better get along.
You know what I'm talking about? Fast cars. Start talking about colors. Well, you're a racist, man. Because we're supposed to be colors.
You are a very metaphysically bended man, aren't you? Are you
Listen,
bent that way? Are you
I,
bent that way?
All I know is
way,
that I understand how it all works, you know, how it all connects together. I have an understanding of it, right? Of course, it's easier said than done, you know. Connecting with your higher reality is pretty hard after we've, most of us destroyed our bodies pretty well here.
So when you're doing music, what are you, when you're creating this music, what are you trying to connect with?
What am I trying to connect
with? What are you
with?
Trying to connect with?
I try to make something entertaining and at the same time put an important message out there.
So it's more about, you know, not the instant inspiration, but the forethought of an understanding, and then you lay it all out, and then you write the music to it.
No, it's all of the above. Some of it happens spontaneously, something you hear.
And your most successful songs, are they spontaneous or are they well thought out?
Knowledge of what you know musically.
So your best songs, your best, the best ones you have. The best songs
you
have.
You have to have some knowledge of music to do it. But once you get those basic skills down, then you can go write songs. I mean, I've got it down to, I don't know. I've got it down pat. I can write a song.
You have. I hear your music. I listen to it. I think you're so creative.
You pay me the money in advance.
You're so creative.
Belly style, and I'll have it for you tomorrow.
I'm impressed.
Well, thank you.
I am. I really am. I love your music. I think it's you've done. You were ahead of your time before there was time.
Wait, I can't say that, but I think Jesus said that. He said, I existed before the world began. Not too many people can say that one, but I don't know if I've been around that long or not. I mean, that's part of the problem when you come to Earth, you know, you kind of like, that's what everybody's saying now. That's what the extraterrestrials are saying. You had to agree. In order to be born on Earth, you had to make an agreement that they were going to wash your memory clean so you couldn't remember who you were. How about that? That explains why most of us don't know who we are.
You're doing it well.
You know, I think most of us probably fall into that category. So anyhow, I hope I've explained how it really works. And as far as you mentioned Reich goes, actually the people that I've done my reading up on, it started out with the Reich meter, and he had a little box room he had people sit in, and he got a lot of great positive results. But then when he went further with it, he found out that you didn't even need the devices. You just had to imagine there was a device there. How about that? You don't have to waste your time building it anymore. Just imagine it's there.
Right?
Yeah. And so that's how powerful the mind is. And, of course, we all know the placebo effect. If you believe it's going to work, it'll work. Power of the mind over matter. Call it what you want, but these things have been proven to work. And all I say is anybody listening out there got the $25,000 to buy me a tachyon chamber? Then I can test it out and let you know if it really works as good as they prompt it up to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, I think we're coming to the end of the show here. So I got to say.
More.
My friend, thank
encore,
you for calling in.
Encore.
And,
more.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in. And I'm going to do the countdown to take us out of here because I'm hungry. I got to end the show and I want to eat something. And okay. So here's the countdown. Mr. Engineer, thank you for calling in. Please call in again, my friend. You told us all about CNR. Okay, this my friend.
Your
my
friend
listener,
just dropped off.
This is the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown. You're going to hear the two songs, the lead guitar solo to the song "Are You the Party in Kind?" And by the way, let that remind you that it's on YouTube. Go to YouTube.com and press the music button, and in the information bar, type it in, "Are you the party in kind?" And you'll see the video, and you'll see what party in kind people look like. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here. My stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I